Hi everyone, welcome to English Digest. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Sam.
So our topic-based writing for today is about an unforgettable moment, which is an experience that is so special, unusual, or beautiful, and therefore difficult or impossible to forget. Do you have any unforgettable moments in your life, Sam?
Yes, the first thing comes to my mind is when my sister received her university acceptance letter.
Okay.
It's weird because
yes,
I should think of my first.
Yeah. Why is your sister's?
Yeah, because I had a dream like the day before she received her letter.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a dream like I was in the car and my dad went to supermarket and he come back and he asked me like, do you want a poutine or a jello? Like two different types of desserts.
And
I was like, I want the poutine. And he was like, in the dream. Yeah, he was like, okay, so poutine means this university. So your sister is going to this university.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the day after the dream, yeah, she received a letter and she actually went to that university.
That is so weird.
That's really weird. That's why I remember it.
Oh my gosh. It's kind of like you can read the future.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Wow. Well, let's get started on our topic-based writing. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at our writing prompt for today.
Okay, 在我们今天呢写作就要来写一篇叙述文，讲一下你这个惊喜的经验哦。在生活中呢，人们会给彼此惊喜，营造快乐气氛，满足心情。请描述一次呢感受到惊喜的经验，并在文中说明收到此次惊喜的背后原因、过程、当时的感受以及对你的影响了。文长至少120个单词，文可分段。
Okay, so our writing prompt has narrowed down the topic a little bit because it asks us to write about a time when you were given a surprise, okay? The reason or reasons behind the surprise, the events leading up to the surprise, how you felt at that time, and how that surprise has impacted you. So the essay should have a minimum of 120 words and can also be separated into paragraphs, okay? So surprises are definitely unforgettable memories as well because they happen unexpectedly. Okay, my boyfriend actually has tried to surprise me on several occasions, but unfortunately, he has never quite been successful.
Aww.
Okay, I can generally tell when something is up because he'll act quite out of character. He doesn't really have a good poker face at all.
Yeah.
He's also a pretty bad liar.
Okay.
And I can be quite inquisitive sometimes. Mm-hmm. That means I ask a lot of questions, especially when things kind of happen out of the ordinary.
Okay.
So I pretty much like ruin every surprise that he plans for me. Yeah.
Oh, very poor boyfriend. However, there must be a time that you felt extra special. Maybe not from your boyfriend, but a time you actually get surprised. Or you never get surprised.
Actually, I do remember a time. Okay. So my most recent surprise happened almost a year ago. Okay.
Yes.
So my friend came to visit me in Taipei and she asked me to take her to a Nike store because she wanted to buy a pair of sneakers for her boyfriend. When we got there, we sort of like split ways because she told me to look around and then she said she's going to video call her boyfriend to show him the shoes that they wanted to buy or whatever. Okay, I don't know if you guys have been to this Nike store in Xingyi, but it's like three stories high. There's like three floors. It's a huge store. So I went to the third level and I was like looking around and a few minutes later, I see her and she's like holding a paper bag. And then she's like holding it towards me. And then she handed the paper bag to me and said it was for me.
Oh.
So she bought me a pair of really expensive sneakers.
Whoa.
Now that is a huge surprise for me because this whole time I thought she was shopping for her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like a birthday present or?
It was sort of. It was because I don't see her all the time. So I guess it was just a birthday present or Christmas present or whatever. All the presents mixed together.
Yeah, that's a very, very good surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I love sneakers. I wish this kind of surprise can happen to me someday. Yeah, for me, that very special moment I can remember is when I was studying in Portugal.
Okay.
Yeah, at that time, we didn't have things like Apple Pay, Line Pay, Samsung Pay. It was years ago.
Yeah.
So I had to carry a lot of cash.
Ah, okay.
And some of my money were gone, like 300 euros.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I was really angry. I'm not sure if it's stolen or I simply lost it. But, you know, life went on. I forget it. I forgot about it.
Okay.
Yeah. And a few months later, I remember it was me and my classmates. We were off to the beach.
Okay.
And in my bag, there was a little, not very visible pocket.
Okay.
I was on the bus. I was chatting with my friends and my finger reached that pocket and voila, that 300 euro was in that pocket all the time.
Oh. That is so cool.
Yeah, in the end, I bought everyone drinks. Yeah, silly, but like really good memory.
Yeah, that is one of the best surprises. Finding money you had no idea you had.
You lost it and you regained it.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know a little secret. I actually like to hide money around the house. And then so I forget about it, right? And then when I see it, I'm like, oh, I'm rich. I'm like $10 richer.
Yay. Yeah.
It's a good surprise. Maybe if you guys feel a little bit like, oh, you feel a little bit down recently, go and hide some money around your house and then forget about it. A few months later, go and look for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best surprise.
Mm. So that's our unforgettable surprises. And now it's your turn to think about a surprise that is hard to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have it, you might want to take this approach when writing your essay. Okay, in the first paragraph, you'll want to introduce the topic, the most unforgettable surprise you've ever received, by giving some context or background information to build up the story so the audience can relate to your experience.
在我们文章写作的呢最开始你就需要一段 introduction， 也就是你文章的引言，说明一下这篇文章你写作的动机哦。通常呢这个也是呢你写出全文主旨句的时候一个很好的时机。在像今天这样一篇描述经验的文章当中呢 introduction 就可以呢交代一下背景，比方说呢是发生在什么时候，在哪里，跟谁一起。OK， 这些背景资讯呢就可以帮助读者了解你的经验了。
Then you'll want to talk about the surprise, the events leading up to or following the surprise, how you felt at that time, and how much of an impact it has had on your life.
Okay, 接下来就可以讲一下呢这个惊喜发生的经过。Okay, 比方说你是东西失而复得啦，有人送你惊喜礼物。Okay, 多讲一下细节，比方说呢你当下的感受，你是很开心，很失望。Okay, 拿出礼物的时候呢，旁人羡慕的表情等等哦，这些细节呢都可以帮助读者进入状况。
Now, since the story is about you, you'll be using the first person. And since you're talking about a past experience, you'll be writing mostly in past tense, with some past perfect or present perfect if necessary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 既然呢是在讲你自己的故事，不要怀疑呢，我们就是使用第一人称来写作了。那既然是讲故事，过去发生的事情，我们主要的时态呢，当然也就是使用过去式咯。
Okay, so before we get to our writing samples, let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back. Unit 3, Topic-Based Writing. Surprise, an Unforgettable Moment. Writing Sample 1.My most unforgettable surprise occurred on my 10th birthday. My family always celebrates birthdays by getting one another gifts, so I'd been expecting to receive something. However, I had no idea that my parents had been planning to get me a kitten. In fact, they had always told me that we could never have pets. It turned out they'd only told me that in order not to ruin the surprise. I was astonished when my dad took a kitten out from behind his back.In fact, I squealed with delight and rushed toward him. I couldn't wait to cuddle that little bundle of fur in my arms. Even 7 years later, I can still remember the pure joy I felt at that moment. I consider my kitten, Mimi, now a full-grown cat, my best friend, and not a day goes by without me thanking my parents for bringing her into my life. Writing Sample 2. There have been many surprising moments in my life,But there's one in particular I will never forget. When I was in my sophomore year of high school, I tried out for the school musical and got the lead role. It's my dream to become an actor, so I was beyond excited about the opportunity. However, just a week before the first performance, I suddenly came down with a serious illness and had to go to the hospital. I had to drop out of the musical, and needless to say, I was devastated.The rest of the cast knew how much this role had meant to me. To cheer me up, they all came to the hospital for a surprise visit after the performance. They sang songs from the show and presented me with flowers and words of encouragement. I felt so appreciated and so moved that I couldn't help but cry. That day, my castmates inspired me to continue following my dreams, no matter what obstacles I might face. Okay, so let's start drafting out our first paragraph. Okay, so this is a narrative essay, so we need to write in chronological order. You start by writing about the earliest thing and go forwards to the latest thing. The story should have a beginning, middle, and an end. Before we think about how we're going to write our essay, we need to make sure we have all the details we need to write about the experience. Okay, so you can do this by answering the five W's, like who, what, where, when, why, as well as how. Let's take a look at writing sample one. So who is the story about? You, the writer.
Mm-hmm.
When? My most unforgettable surprise occurred on my 10th birthday.
嗯哼，在写作故事的时候呢，记得要多问自己问题哦，帮助自己脑力激荡一下。不知道问什么的时候呢，就记得问自己时事人地物。OK， 在哪里发生，什么时候发生，跟谁一起等等哦。回答完这些问题哦，你的故事也就有个眉目了。以我们范例文章一为例呢，是谁的故事？当然呢，是我们作者本人的故事哦。记得我们今天是一篇第一人称来描述的故事。那是在什么时候发生的呢 ？OK， 那是在他十岁那年生日的时候发生了这个惊喜。
Like I mentioned a few moments ago, we need to give the audience some context. So this is why the writer talks about their birthday traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they give each other gifts as well as why the writer was so surprised. Well, her parents told her that they could never have pets, so she was definitely not expecting kitten for her birthday.
Okay, 刚刚有提过呢，我们要加入一些背景描述的细节哦，让读者更有感觉。所以在这个我们范例文章一里面呢，作者就有讲了一下他们家的习惯哦。Okay, 他们家呢生日的时候会送生日礼物，但是什么东西不能送呢 ？Okay, 小猫、小狗这些宠物呢都不会送。在这边呢，他就埋了一个梗哦，为什么作者等一下收到礼物会这么惊喜喽？
So remember not to leave any important details out, otherwise the audience will have a difficult time following your story. So you can just make short, simple sentences, one or two words. We'll work on making them into sentences later. Okay? So now in the second paragraph, you'll talk about the surprise in more detail. Okay? Maybe describe how the events unfolded. Like in writing sample one, the writer says, I was astonished when my dad took a kitten out from behind his back.
嗯哼，注意到呢，我们在这个故事的描述里面呢，最好是要有很多细节哦。故事过程之中加入很多细节，比方说呢，像刚刚我们事件发生的时候，你做了什么样的反应？在我们范例文章里面，这个作者有形容自己开礼物的时候呢是怎么样 ？Astonished， 惊呆了，目瞪口呆啊，形容他看到礼物有多惊讶。
Also mention how you felt at that time, okay? The writer says that she squealed with delight and ran toward him. She couldn't wait to cuddle the kitten.
Okay, 你也可以讲一下事件发生之后呢，你的感受、你的情绪等等。像是呢，作者他很开心哦，等不及要去抱这个小猫。Okay, 这些细节呢，在我们故事里面都可以提出来。
The writer also shares the result or influence the surprise has had on her life, okay? We learn that although the surprise happened 7 years ago, she still remembers it like it happened yesterday, okay? That's what an unforgettable moment
yes.
is usually like,
yes.
okay? So her cat is now her best friend.
Mm-hmm. 好，所以呢，在文章最后呢，作者也讲了一下这个对他有什么影响哦。这么多年来，他依然跟这个猫很要好，这只猫呢，成为他最好的朋友。这边呢，也下了一个这个文章的结论，一个结局哦。这个猫呢，当年收到的猫，现在是他最好的朋友。
I actually had a pet dog growing up.
Yeah.
I think I got her when I was in middle school. No, maybe I was in high school. I can't even remember when I got her. But I still remember when we got her, like the day, you know, that I went to pick her up.
Were you surprised?
I think I was because my dad just.Me and my brother have been bugging my parents about having a pet for a long, long time, like ever since we were like really young. And I used to have like this black Labrador stuffed toy dog and I would drag him around my house all the time, pretend I was like taking him for a walk so they could tell that we really wanted a dog.
Yeah.
And then I think one day my dad just randomly said, hey, he saw like an ad for these puppies
yes.
in the newspaper.
Yes.
This probably doesn't even happen anymore. I don't even know if people put ads in the newspaper for dogs. But
yeah, probably on Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook. And he was like, let's go check out the dogs. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, I was really surprised,
yeah,
right? Because my dad never mentioned that he was going to get us one. And then when we went there specifically to get one breed of a dog, which is called a Bichon Frise.
Yes.
And the reason why we wanted this dog was because my dad has allergies and I have allergies as well. So we were going to get that dog. And then when we went there, she kind of, I think she's sold out on it. So she's a breeder, which means that she has a few dogs that she breeds that has
yes.
puppies and stuff. So she had a few other types. And then she's like, oh, yeah, yeah, this one's a Bichon Frise. But I looked at that dog and I was like, that's not a Bichon Frise. I know that's not a Bichon Frise. And then like, but anyway, she was really cute. So we decided to take her home.
Yeah.
And then we got like a certificate, right? And then on the certificate, she crossed off the breed that it was and she wrote, Bichon Frise.
Oh, that's
terrible, isn't yeah. she, right? Because, like, I mean, if we really have allergies, like, you can't give us a dog that.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, so that's what happened. But, I mean, it was like a blessing in disguise, actually,
yeah.
because she turned out to be a lot cuter than a Bichon Frise. Bichon Frise, in my opinion, aren't as cute. And she was an American Eskimo, which in Taiwan you guys call a Japanese Spitz.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, yes.
And she was crossed with a poodle. Okay, so she was really cute. But unfortunately, she passed away earlier this year. But she lived a really long life. She was like 16 years old.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a really long life for a yeah. dog.
You guys didn't get any allergies to it?
No. I think it's like you kind of build immunity to it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, to the dog, yeah. Because I have a dog now. And sometimes if I don't see my dog that often, then I'll get allergies.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you kind of just build immune system to it, yeah. Mm. And I've heard of people who have like one cat and they're not allergic to their cat, but they're allergic to like all the other cats in the world. Yeah. So it's possible that you can build immunity to your own pet and be allergic yeah. to everybody else, yeah. Anyways, so now that you more or less know what you're going to write, it's mm-hmm. time to put all the ideas you brainstormed into full sentences, okay, so that we can make an outline.
Yes.
So as we mentioned before, outlines are very, 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 very important. Though you might think it's a waste of time to write an outline, it actually makes the writing process so much easier.
Yes.
Because you can organize your ideas into paragraphs and make sure each paragraph is fully developed, okay? And like I've mentioned like a thousand of times, once you've written your outline, you'll realize you're actually 80% done with your essay.
Mm.
So it's not a waste of time at all.
Yeah, that's very true. 没有错，我们一再强调呢，写大纲很重要，不要觉得浪费时间，多花五分钟列出大纲哦。你要想想，大纲列出来之后，你后面写作可以省下多少时间。所以记得写作之前呢，先写大纲会大大的帮助你哦。
Mm-hmm. And also, don't forget that our essay should have an introduction, a body, and a conclusion,
yes.
okay? So let's take a look at the outline for writing sample one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so our topic sentence is, my most unforgettable surprise happened on my 10th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been looking forward to my birthday presents. My parents had been secretly planning to get me a kitten. They'd always told me that we could never have pets.
OK, 在第一段呢，我们这个 introduction 一出来呢，马上就要先介绍一下故事发生的背景了。所以呢，他马上呢，作者在这个范例文章一的主题句，第一段的第一句，第一段的主题句里面，马上就讲说呢，他最难忘的回忆呢，是发生在什么时候？发生在他十岁生日的这一年。马上呢，把背景点出来。那呢，马上呢，后面他就用这个几个这个句子呢，来这个 support this idea， 来支持这个主题句哦。在他十岁生日这一年发生了什么事情 ？OK， 他呢很这个期待他的这个生日礼物会是什么样的生日礼物。然后呢，他的父母呢已经偷偷的在准备要送他一只小猫了。那他特别提到了。他们呢总是父母呢总是跟这个作者讲说呢，我们永远不会买这个宠物给你，永远不会送你宠物当做生日礼物。OK， 所以呢这边就埋了一个梗，为什么后面他收到这个小猫会这么的惊喜的这个原因，在第一段里面也把它讲出来了。
That's true. Okay, if she didn't mention that they would never like her parents would never get them a pet. If she got a kitten, that might have been very normal. Maybe every year she gets a kitten for her birthday.
No, that's too many kittens.
Yeah, but it's true, right? Like if we didn't have that.Background story,
yeah.
you know, that context about why is this,、
surprised.
Yeah, why is this kitten as a birthday present such a surprise?、
Yes.
Yeah, like imagine if it was like something like more normal, like I don't know, baseball bat or like a pretty dress. I don't know.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. So in our topic sentence two, she talks about how does she feel?、
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or actually, how did this happen? What exactly happened on the day? Well, she said, I was astonished when my dad showed me the kitten.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then she says, what was her reaction? Well, she squealed with delight. I squealed with delight and rushed toward him. I couldn't wait to cuddle the kitten. 7 years later, I still remember that moment of joy.
嗯哼，好，所以呢，在第二段呢，就接续着我们第一段的这个背景了。第二段就在讲他这个收到礼物当下。 发生的状况啊，他是多么的惊喜，多么的开心，他冲去这个抱这个小猫咪哦，然后最后讲到说呢，哎，一晃眼7年过去了，已经跟这只猫相处了这么多时间，然后呢，后面就会引导到我们刚刚讲最后文章要有一个结论咯。
And last but not least, the conclusion, okay? I am grateful to my parents for bringing Mimi into my life.
Okay. 好，最后呢，我们刚刚讲过，别忘了要给文章，给这个故事一个结论哦。作者呢，就很感谢他父母把这只猫带进他人生里面。Okay, 这边这个 Mimi 呢，就是这个猫的名字啊。
Okay, an outline ensures you have included everything you need, but also keeps your writing to the point, okay?
Yes.
What's more, you can see where you need to cut information or find places where you need more information to support your statements. You'll see that your essay is finally taking shape once you write out an outline.
Okay, 刚刚呢我们已经讲过了，大纲哦可以帮助你节省写作时间。为什么呢？因为呢大纲列完之后呢，你可以看到哪里不足，哪里太多。Okay, 你可以有地方删减，有地方加入更多细节。让你在真正写作之前呢，先把这个文章整体架构写好 ，OK？ 当你真的写作了，才要做这件事情，才要去删减，才要去修改，难度呢就会更高喽。
That's very true. Okay, so now all that's left to do is to expand the ideas in the outline.
Mm-hmm.
This involves making paragraphs that not only flow from sentence to sentence within the paragraphs, but also between each paragraph. Okay, use transitions to help make your writing smoother.
Okay, 大纲完成之后呢，可以加速。还有第二点就是呢，其实你的大纲完成之后，你的故事呢已经差不多就已经写出来，你大概就知道要写些什么了。所以呢，在后面我们只要在主题句之间呢加入更多的细节，加上连接词，加上一些转折语气了，你。文章其实就完成了，所以再一次提醒大家，写作之前一定要先拟定大纲哦。
Okay, so now let's concentrate on some various words or phrases in writing sample one that、mm-hmm. we should take note of. Okay, well, actually, I really love giving people surprises.、
Oh.
You know, I make elaborate plans to make sure I have all my bases covered. So I actually once filled my friend's car with balloons for her birthday.、
Oh.
So many balloons that she'd have to take the balloons out before she could actually drive. 、yeah. And it's actually not that easy to give people a surprise, you know? Sometimes you have to tell white lies, okay? Lies、
yes.
that don't hurt anyone, we call white lies. Like in writing sample one, the writer's parents said she could not have any pets, but it turns out they said that because they didn't want to ruin the surprise.
Yes.
Right. The phrase turn out is used when we want to say that something is known or discovered finally and surprisingly.For example, I thought I lost my smartphone, but it turns out it was wedged between the cushions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it turned out the money was in my pocket the whole time.、
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, turned out, 你可以想象呢，把这个牌翻过来，你就看到它是什么牌了。所以呢，这个片语 turned out 就表示结果怎么样，水落石出咯。
If you are astonished by something, it means you are very surprised by it, okay? I was astonished by how much has changed since I had last been here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 刚刚讲过这个单字了，我们中文说这个惊呆了，吓死了。Okay, astonished, 非常震惊。如果是形容东西呢，你可以说 astonishing, okay?、Mm. 这个东西是非常惊奇，让人惊艳的。Okay, 你有点像 amazing 这种感觉。
Yeah, so, you know, whenever I hear the word squeal,
okay,
the word squeal,I always think about pigs because they actually make that sound. If you've heard a pig before,that's the sound they make.
Like a kind of yeah. sound. Yeah.
If you want to know what a squeal sounds like, well, think about pigs, okay? The squeal is to make or cause something to make like this long, high-pitched cry or noise,、
yeah.
like what Sam demonstrated earlier.
Okay, squeal 呢就是我们中文会形容成尖叫，比方说像刚刚 Angeline 提到的小猪，你想到小猪可能是像那个
yeah,
那种狗狗叫，
yeah.
不是哦，真的猪叫其实是那种叽叽叽那种很高音的叫声哦。
Yeah.
Okay, 这种很高的叫声呢就是 squeal.
Okay, and then we also saw the word cuddle. Okay,、
mm-hmm.
to cuddle means to hold or hug something in your arms.、
Mm-hmm.
For example, the mother cuddled her baby to sleep.
Okay, cuddle 呢就是这个好像抱着他靠着他的感觉，所以呢你可能是抱着这个你的小 baby， 或者是抱着你的宠物，或者是抱着你的男女朋友。Okay, 你都可以 cuddle.
Okay. And now let's take a look at writing sample two. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in writing sample two, I think the writer received a number of surprises. Okay. So first, he got the lead role in his school musical.
Yes.
Surprise number one. Then he came down with a serious illness and ended up in the hospital. So he had to drop out of this musical. Now that's a surprise, but not a good surprise at all. But the story ends well because his castmates went to the hospital to surprise him with flowers and words of encouragement.
Yeah, that's very, very sweet. He really got some good friends.
That's right. Okay, and we saw the word sophomore, okay? The word sophomore is actually sort of foreign to me because it's used in the U.S. and not in Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So a sophomore is a student in the second year of high school or college. And, well, if you're in Canada, you'd say I'm in 10th grade.
Okay.
And while we're on the topic, let me tell you the other terms in chronological order. So there is freshman. Freshman is first year high school or college. Sophomore, second year. Junior, third year. And then senior, fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in Canada, freshman would be 9th grade for high school or first year in university.
Yes. Hmm.
And then junior would be 11th grade for high school or third year in university.
Okay, 好，这边呢，我们就看到了这个是在美国、加拿大没有用这样的用法，这个各个年级的称呼，你可能是在高中或是大学会用到。Okay, 比方说像我们大学四年，大一到大四呢，分别就是 freshman, sophomore, junior and senior。
Do you guys use these terms?
No, we just say like 大一、大二、大三、大四. Yeah,
that's so, for university or for high
school? For university. Yeah.
Okay, what
for
about
high school,
in high school?
We have 3 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of different. I think it's kind of different now, but at my time, yeah, it was like 高一、高二、高三. You have like 3 grades in high school.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So you guys use the word 高一.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for university,
yeah, for university, it's 大一 because it's 大学.
Oh,
university, yeah.
Okay,
so 大一、大二、大三、大四.
That's good. It differentiates between university and high school because in U.S., if you said freshman, you would have to say a freshman in high school in order for people to know you're a freshman in high school or in university. And the phrase try out, it means to compete for a position on a team or a part in a play. For example, Larry tried out for his high school's basketball team and got in. Okay, so, and for roles in plays, movies, TV shows, you can also use the word audition.
Yes.
A-U-D-I-T-I-O-N, audition. For example, he auditioned for the movie and got the lead role.
Whoa! Okay, try out 呢就表示你可以去参加甄选。Try 就是试试看嘛，所以你去试试看会不会上。好像呢，比方说像刚刚提到另外一个词 audition, audition 是试镜的意思。Audition 通常是指像是舞台剧啊、电视、电影、球队的甄选，在这边我们也是使用 try out。
Okay, and finally, to be devastated means to feel extreme emotional pain like shock or upset.
Yes.
It is usually used as be devastated. So she was devastated when the doctor told her the news.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I found out I lost that 300 euros.
Yeah, I would feel devastated.
I was devastated.
Definitely would be devastated. But now you know that you have that 300 euro. Nobody stole it. You didn't misplace it. And also you have a secret pocket in your bag that you should probably make use of when you go traveling another day. Yeah. Okay, so we've come to the end of our lesson. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you guys had fun. This is Angeline.
This is Sam.
Goodbye.
Bye.